This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, welcome back. Final hour is in the house. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of waste carrier ammo, a few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the NCOG. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Indeed. Check them out. I said earlier in the show, first hour, I was talking about how Obama's timing is off a little bit here. Because right now he's trying to assure us that there's no conspiracy to take away our guns. Except he has gone out there and lobbied state legislatures to do exactly that. And now they're trying that. Democrats across the country, from California to Georgia, are doing that. They're calling for banning most firearms. Here in my state, they're calling for banning firearms. They've introduced bills to ban all semi-automatic rifles or even all semi-automatics, period. In the New York Times this month, Thomas Friedman, called for bans on the manufacture and sale of all semi-automatic and other military-style guns. City Council of Lexington, Massachusetts is seeking to ban the ownership of semi-automatic or fully automatic weapons able to hold ammunition clips containing more than 10 rounds. When you look at it, over half of the guns in the United States today being sold, being purchased, are semi-automatic. So, and if a gun can accept a magazine, unless it is a single-stack gun, if it's a double-stack magazine, it can be pretty much of any size. Even a single-stack can be, you know, extended. So, the 10-round rule is meaningless. So with the exception of a few specialty guns, these rules would in effect ban all semi-automatic guns. And Illinois State Senator Barack Obama supported a ban on the sale of transfer of all forms of semi-automatic weapons. So, yeah, he wants to take our guns. For years, it used to be based upon appearances. Now, instead of arbitrarily going after guns because of how they look, they're at least trying to be logically consistent and talk about banning guns based on how they function. One of the problems with the AR-15, for example, is because of the caliber that it shoots, which is a small game caliber, because you can they will fire .223 as well as .556, same round. Ballistics a little bit different. The way to beat that argument is to say, well, this is a hunting rifle designed to look like a military rifle. That's the way to beat that argument. Gun control advocates still continually manage somehow or other to demonstrate how ignorant they are of guns. Just the other day, we heard O'Malley getting out there saying, why do you need a Bushmaster to go out and kill deer? You don't need a Bushmaster to go out and kill deer. But if you wanted to take one, it is a hunting rifle designed to look like a military rifle. If, however, the Democrats plan to ban semi-automatic handguns, banning revolvers isn't going to be far behind. Not that banning revolvers would reduce gun crime either. Revolvers get their name from a revolving cylinder that contains rounds in separate chambers. Gun control advocates will eventually realize that revolvers actually fire rounds at a faster rate than do semi-automatic pistols. Semi-automatics have to do a lot more work to load the next round into the chamber. And revolvers, they may have a bad round, but they're going to function every time you pull the trigger. Semi-automatics are still easier to reload, but technology has advanced to the point where revolvers can be reloaded just as quickly. Just ask Michalik. Now, revolvers are limited. They are limited up to, you know, depending on how big the cylinder is, you might find some that would hold 10, depending upon the caliber. But with training, a mass shooter can fire just as many rounds with a sufficient rapid pace. And their ability to commit these crimes is unaffected at that time. So, jammed weapons have actually saved lives, as a matter of fact. And that's because most of these mass shooters are not trained gun people. James Holmes had a Betamag in his AR-15, in his Smith & Wesson, I believe it was, AR-15, and, or was it, I don't remember what he had. Whatever he had a Betamag. And it jammed. The Arizona shooting, their lives saved because the magazine jammed. But either way, it doesn't matter. They want to ban them all. They want to ban them all. They'll start with semi-automatics, and they're going to push to ban revolvers. Even if they ban them all, that doesn't reduce crime. In fact, what we get will be an increase in crime. I don't know where they go if they actually ban them all, though, at that point. I don't know what happens then. Well, yeah, I do know where they go, because if they ban them all and there's an increase in crime, there's going to be an uprising. There will be. Mass shooters can plan their attacks. They often do. That's part of the five steps that they're going to go through as they get ready to go out on their festive little shoot 'em up. And a lot of times they're going to bring multiple guns. Adam Lanza did it. James Holmes did it. San Bernardino shooters did it. Virginia Tech shooter did it. Columbine, they had multiple guns. Yeah, it happens a lot. They're also going to bring extra magazines. They're bringing revolvers. They'll bring spring loaders. Concealed carry holders. I don't know what the percentage of concealed carry holders that actually carry a gun is. I know people that have them that don't carry a weapon. And then I know people that carry a weapon and say it's like this Glock 17, which has 17 rounds. It's actually got 18 rounds in it right now, which is a lot of rounds, but it's one magazine. They'll carry this and no spares. And against a multiple opponent that's moving on you, you may need to continue a firefight. If they were to manage to ban self-loading weapons, which is what semi-automatics are, what is the alternative? Single-shot rifles that you have to reload each time, that you have to break down or do something to get it to go again. Derringer handguns. There would be a real cost to these bans. Part of it would be national security. Part of it would be national security. The last time we had an assault weapon ban in the 90s, when there was no civilian market for anything having to do with AR-15s, development on the platform stopped. It just stopped. When the ban was lifted in 2004, they were still carrying essentially the same weapon in the military that they had carried when I was in the military, and I got out in 1990. So, 14 years, no development. No development at all. And that is a national security issue. We will be right back. We'll be right back.
education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube performance made in the USA studio on on a Wednesday. Yeah. Had to think about that for a minute. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-8074048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the NCOG. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Some are going to have a very hard time accepting the fact that criminals are not going to be deterred from committing a crime. They don't believe that potential mass shooters have second thoughts when they face the prospect of an armed citizen who might fight back. They seem to think that everyday Americans can't help stop attacks. It is getting hard to ignore that mass public shooters keep choosing to attack locations where, you know, the victims cannot defend themselves. It's little wonder that they resort to desperate tactics, these gun control advocates. There's been a series of articles from Politico, the Huffington Post, Slate, New York Daily News, with similar titles meant to cast doubt on defensive gun use, such as The Myth of the Good Guy with the Gun. Since at least 1950, all but two public mass shootings in America have taken place where general citizens are banned from carrying a gun. In Europe, there have been no exceptions. Every mass public shooting, and there have been plenty of mass shootings in Europe, has occurred in a gun-free zone. In addition, they've had three of the six worst K-12 school shootings, and they have experienced by far the worst mass public shooting perpetrated by a single individual, which was in Norway in 2011, which from the shooting alone left 67 people dead and 110 wounded. So, mass killers have been explicitly talked about in their desire to attack gun-free zones. Charleston, South Carolina church shooting was almost a college shooting, but the killer changed his plans after realizing the College of Charleston had armed guards. James Holmes wanted to attack an airport, but he didn't because of what he wrote in his diary was substantial security. He decided not to attack an airport because of what he described in his diary, that somebody wouldn't have been fighting back. Out of the seven theaters showing the Batman movie premiere within 20 minutes of his apartment, only one theater banned permitted concealed handguns. That's the one he attacked. Two cases from last year, Elliot Rogers fatally shot three people in Santa Barbara, California, explained his reasoning in his 141-page manifesto. He ruled out various targets because he worried that someone with a gun would stop his killing spree. Justin Bork shot to death three people in Canada. On Facebook, he posted a picture of a defenseless victim explaining to killers that guns are prohibited. Shooters have good reason to be concerned because in the past 2 years they have been stopped. In Conyers, Georgia, March of 2015, a permit holder was walking by a store when he heard shots ring out. Two people were killed. The permit holder started firing, and the killer ran out of the store. Rockdale County Sheriff Eric Levitt said, "I believe that if Mr. Scott did not return fire at the suspect, then more of those customers would have been hit by a gunshot. So in my opinion, he saved other lives in that store." Chicago, of all places, April 2015, an Uber driver who just dropped off a fare shot and wounded a gunman, Everardo Custodio, who opened fire on a crowd of people. Illinois Assistant State Attorney Barry Quinn praised the driver for acting in self-defense and the defense of others. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, another A-rated city. Permit holder was walking by a barbershop when he heard shots fired. He quickly ran into the shop and shot the gunman to death. Police Captain Frank Llewellyn said, "I guess he saved a lot of people in there." Derby, Pennsylvania, July 2014, convicted felon Richard Plotz killed a hospital caseworker and shot the psychiatrist that he was scheduled to meet with. The psychiatrist was a concealed handgun permit holder and ignored the no guns allowed sign to critically wound Plotz. Plotz was still carrying 39 rounds and could have shot many other people. And it goes on and on and on. The list goes, it happened, you know, it's happening what? At the very minimum, it's happening 2,000 times a day. So it's just happening all over the place. How far we can go as far back as anybody needs to go. James Lott, John Lott and Bill Landis started gathering data on mass public shootings from 1977 to 1999 when they were at the University of Chicago. They studied 13 different types of gun control laws as well as the impact of law enforcement. But the only law that had a statistically significant impact on mass public shootings was the passage of right to carry law. Right to carry laws reduce both the frequency and the severity of mass public shootings, and to the extent to which mass shootings still occurred, they took place in these tiny areas in the states where permitted concealed carry was not allowed. Umpqua Community College, scene of a very recent shooting, was another gun-free zone. Oregon law allows permitted concealed handguns on university property. But the officials also had the leeway to say no. So... Permit holder firearms violations are quite literally one in a million occurrences. As a group, concealed carriers here in the United States are exemplary. The most law-abiding, they are more law-abiding than the police. And yet Matt Valentine and Politico would have you believe that you're more likely to get shot by an ordinary gun owner who loses his temper than by a mass murderer. If all I wanted to do was to shoot somebody, Matt, probably what I would do would be to hunt you down, and I wouldn't go through the trouble of getting a permit because I'm going to jail anyway. If what you say is true. Gun control advocates believe signs are deterrents. They believe laws are deterrents. Paper is deterrents. Despite the statements from the killers themselves, they don't think that rampage shooters factor the presence of guns into their plans. Because they're crazy, right? They're crazy. Bear it all in mind. We are good. We will be right back.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Once again, I'm going to goad them and to try to get them to do what they really want to do. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the NCOG. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. There is a cycle of poverty, there's a cycle of violence, and then there's the cycle of gun talk. Normally it starts when there's a mass shooting. The gun control advocates blame the deaths on gun control opponents, who argue in turn that none of the proposed restrictions would have had any effect on the incident in question. The debate goes nowhere, the media moves on, until the next incident when the cycle begins again. So with the Roseburg massacre in Oregon, within hours, Obama took to the microphones to furiously denounce the NRA and its ilk for resisting common sense gun safety laws. His harangue is totally sincere, totally knee-jerk, and totally pointless at the time that he's delivering it. He and we know practically nothing about the shooter, nothing about the weapons, nothing about how they were obtained. Nor does he propose any legislation. Because he knows none would pass. But the deeper truth is that it would have made no difference. Does anyone believe that the alleged gun show loophole had anything to do with Roseburg? Universal background checks sound wonderful, but Oregon already has that. The Roseburg shooter and his mother obtained every one of their guns legally. the reason the debate is so muddled, surreal. And notice, by the way, how gun control has been cleverly rechristened common sense gun safety laws, as if we're talking about accident proofing, is that both sides know that the only measure that might actually prevent mass killings has absolutely no chance of ever being enacted. Mere common sense regulation, like the assault weapons ban of 1994 that was allowed to lapse 10 years later, does little more than make anybody feel good. Gun grabbers, anyway. The Justice Department study found no discernible reduction in the lethality and injuriousness of gun violence. That's because barrels still exist. And out of those barrels come bullets. As for the only remotely plausible solution, Obama will not actually call it out. He will not articulate what it really is. He will do something. He'll make an oblique reference to Australia, never mentioning that its gun control innovation was confiscation by means of a mandatory buyback. There's a reason he doesn't bring up confiscation, apart from the debate about its actual efficacy and reducing gun violence in Australia. In this country, with our traditions and public sentiment, and most importantly, Second Amendment, that would be throwing down the gauntlet. So Obama doesn't say them. Nor did he seriously address the other approach that would make a difference, more aggressive psychiatric intervention. These massacres are almost invariably perpetrated by severely disturbed and isolated, often delusional young men. And even in that, our reach is going to be limited. In some cases, involuntary commitment would have made a difference. Jerry Lee Loeffner of Tucson was so unstable, so menacing, that fellow students at his community college feared that he would one day come into class with an automatic weapon. Under our crazy laws, before he could be locked up, he had to kill. Now, President Obama believes in Australian-style confiscation. Why not spell it out? Similarly, the Navy Yard shooter who had been found by police a few weeks earlier in a hotel room, psychotic and paranoid, they advised him to get psychiatric help. Advised him. He decided not to take that advice. Fell through the mental health crack. A month later, he killed 12 and was killed himself. Another casualty of a mental health system that lets the severely psychiatrically ill. You see them sleeping on grates in places like New York City. Live and die wretchedly abandoned. The problem is that these mass murder cases are fairly unusual and rare. Take Roseburg. This young man had no criminal history, no psychiatric diagnosis beyond Asperger's, no involvement in public disturbances. How do you find, let alone lock someone up like that? There are 320 million Americans. Schizophrenia affects about 1% of the population. That's about 3 million people. How do you separate them out? Only a tiny fraction are ever violent. So how do you find those out of that 3 million? Predicting which ones is almost impossible. Who's going to snap? If they're a loner and they're socially isolated, often immersed in a fantasy world of violent video games, how do you find them? How do you separate them out? There are plenty of young men out there. But there's different ages of onset and different stages of derangement. Only a handful are ever going to harm anybody. So what do we do? Do we forcibly apprehend them, treat them, put them on perpetual preventative parole by the tens of thousands? Would we do that? Committing the Jared Loeffners would have an effect, but even they are exceptions among the shooters. Yet common sense gun control would do even less unless you're willing to go all the way. Final quarter of his presidency, he can very well say that what he wants. If he believes in Australian-style confiscation and abolishing the Second Amendment, why not spell it out? Until he does, he should stop demonizing us for not doing what he won't even propose. We're not going to be able to catch these guys. We're not going to be able to separate them out. We're not going to be able to look at them and make a determination as to who is and is not problematic. All we can do is hope and pray that if one of them pops in front of us, that we are going to be able to be in a position to stop them. Which means the only treatment that's going to work for them in that moment, if they get that fifth step that the spree shooters go through. They go through five steps, the spree shooters. We'll cover them in the next segment. But in that fifth, when they've reached that fifth step, the only cure you can give them is to kill them, is to stop them. So that's what not paying attention to the psychiatric part does to it. That puts a young person, probably been medicated up to his eyeballs, probably not really in control of his own emotions, and it puts them in a position where you or I have to end their life, and then we have to deal with ending that life for the rest of our lives. So, bear all of that in mind. I want Obama to say that he wants to ban them. He said it before. He's admitted, he told it to John Lott. They were both students at University of Chicago together. So he said it to John Lott before. Say it to us. Go ahead and put it out there. You're the great communicator. We will be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This announcement is for every man tired of waking up multiple times a night to use the bathroom. By calling now, preferred customers can get a free bottle of GoFlow Prostate with ingredients shown to help reduce those annoying nighttime bathroom visits. The GoFlow Prostate Challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the GoFlow Free Bottle Challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. GoFlow Prostate was formulated by Dr. Mitchell Fleischer with ingredients clinically studied to support an aging prostate. GoFlow helps to increase flow when you go and helps to stop it when you sleep. We challenge you to try your first bottle of GoFlow absolutely free and guarantee you'll be amazed by the results. Just pay shipping and processing. Dial 1-800-679-9744. That's 1-800-679-9744. This is a limited time offer. One free bottle per household. Call now. Dial 1-800-679-9744. That's 1-800-679-9744.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the Incog. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. All right. Indeed, check them out. All right. So this is where the landscape is today. For those of us that carry a gun in self-defense, for those of us who are 30 times more likely to run into a active shooter or a spree shooter, okay? Things have been set up to where they're not going to be treated. They're going to slip through. They're going to go through their stuff. We're going to talk about the stuff they go through. They go through five stages: the fantasy stage, the planning stage, preparation stage, the approach stage, the implementation stage. The fantasy stage is where the shooter only is dreaming about the shooting. He fantasizes about the headlines and the news coverage he's going to receive. He pictures breaking the death count record of the previous active shooter. He wants to go out in a blaze of glory. He may draw some pictures about this. He may make web postings, post videos. He may discuss these desires with friends and foes alike. If these fantasies are passed on to law enforcement, police intervention can take place prior to this attack. In this case, there may even be zero casualties. This is what happened with Elliot Rogers. And they could have done something with him at that point because they have something called Code 5150 in California. They did not. The planning stage. Right now, the suspect is still only a potential active shooter. He's trying to work out the logistics. He's, you know, the who, the what, the when, the where, and the how of his infamous day. He may put these plans down in writing. He may discuss them with others. A time and location will be decided upon. He's going to be looking for a gun-free zone where he can get the greatest number of victims or, in some cases, target specific individuals. He's going to determine the weapons needed and how they will be obtained. He will decide how he's going to get there, how he's going to dress when he gets there to conceal his weapons without arousing suspicion. Once again, if the police are tipped off, once again, there can be an intervention, no casualties. Preparation stage. Law enforcement can still intervene during this stage, but now we're running out of time. Suspect may be obtaining gunpowder or other chemicals for his IEDs. He might break into a house to steal weapons and ammunition and or hide them away in a designated place closer to where he plans to attack. He may also do a practice run or walkthrough of the operation, gearing himself up for this assault. Potential shooters have been known to call friends and tell them not to go to school or work on a certain day, a la Columbine, in order to keep them out of the line of fire. If one of these people informs the police of their concerns, there is another opportunity for law enforcement to intervene before the event. Still, in this case, there's a real possibility that there would be zero casualties. Now we're in the approach stage. This is the more dangerous one. This is one of the more dangerous ones for police to approach him at this point. By the approach stage, the suspect has made his plans and has committed himself to carrying out this act. At this point, he is actually moving toward the intended target, most likely carrying the tools that he will use for his maskers. Police may come into contact with him at this stage because of a citizen complaint or a traffic stop or something similar. A thorough investigation can lead to an arrest of the suspect before he brings down a multitude of innocent people in a shooting or a bombing. But however dangerous the stop, an alert and armed officer has a final chance to intervene if he's prepared and aware during street contact. This contact could become a lifesaver. This is the last chance to have zero casualties. The implementation stage is enjoined at that point. Once the shooter opens fire, because of the fallacy of gun control, because of the fallacy that we have a mental health system here, because of all of these fallacies that are out there, and because of the fact that we've allowed this kid to slip through the cracks, and we've allowed him probably to be medicated to his eyeballs, the only way to deal with him now is to kill him. To stop him. We need to stop him as fast as possible. Second gun, minutes are going to count. Minutes are going to count. On average, with a shooter of this type, he's going to kill somebody every 20 seconds. So every minute, he's killing three. So if he's allowed to run rampant in there with no intervention whatsoever, give it 10 minutes, and what have you got? You've got Virginia Tech. Sooner anyone, effectively intervenes through an act of courage, the fewer funerals are going to result. In past incidents, active shooters have been thwarted by police officers, security guards, and school teachers. October 20, 2006, Principal John Klang of Weston High School in Cazenovia, Wisconsin, died wrestling an armed 15-year-old student to the ground. He saved every life in the school, except his. Responding officers to this now practice something that is called QUAD, Quick Aggressive Deployment. In case the suspect goes on a shooting rampage, law enforcement officers who respond will be able to utilize the following factors to their advantage. Someone has to stop the shooter. The shooter will be highly focused on spraying bullets in as many people as possible. The scene is going to be loud and chaotic. Terrified victims and the sound of gunfire will direct officers to the shooter. When an active shooting is in progress, officers do not have to verbalize warnings or requests if it endangers lives. Take the shot, make the shot. If the suspect is contained in a nonviolent pose, officers should begin negotiation and initiate a classic SWAT response. Now, notice that's what officers have to do. We are not constrained by that. I don't know about all the rest of the states, but here in South Carolina, if I believe somebody is about to be killed by another person, I can intervene legally. I may be killing somebody that, is a victim. So that's why it's better to try to neutralize what's going on versus getting out there and taking lethal action, if you can do it. However, I'm not even required to take any action. That is the luxury of being the concealed carry holder. My only obligation that I have is that I place upon myself. My first obligation is going to be to my family, then to me. Then if I am tugged morally, then I may do something else. However, here's the thing, and this, I don't mean this to be harsh, okay? I don't mean this to be harsh, but those of you who choose not to carry a gun, thinking that there's going to be somebody like me out there, you're rolling the dice. You're rolling the dice. Don't roll the dice. It's not that hard to carry a gun. It really isn't. It's not that hard to get qualified to carry a gun. You're already qualified because you're an American, but you do have to jump through some hoops, do some deep knee bends, and get ready to jump. Go through the hoops, go through the drill, get it, carry it. Very simple. Don't sit back and, I mean, when shots start ringing out around you, that's, you know, no more choices. No more choices. If you're a cop, you got to go to the gunfire. If you're not, you don't have to. I'm not going to tell you what I would do, because that's not germane. We have spree shooters today because we failed. Government has failed, and we've allowed government to fail. We can reverse that course, of course. We have what we have for the moment. We will do this again in 21 hours between now and then. Please remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. On a Wednesday, this has been Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.